New Orleans has become a ghost town in the days since Hurricane Katrina hit, but just 80 miles to the northwest, Louisiana's capital, Baton Rouge, has become a boomtown. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The first thing you notice when you arrive in Baton Rouge are the cars. They're everywhere. There are congested roads, long gas lines, and residential streets lined with parked cars. Every hotel room is full. Every apartment is taken. Restaurants are packed. You name it, city officials say they don't have enough of it to serve evacuees who for the indefinite future have made Baton Rouge their home. Chief Administrator for East Baton Rouge Parish, Walter Monser, says that hundreds of thousands of New Orleanians are relocating here, and he's not sure how many will ever go back. Among those moving quickest to relocate, he says, are personal services businesses.
We're talking about law firms, CPAs, consulting services, engineering. A lot of those companies had offices in Baton Rouge. Typically, the larger office was in New Orleans, the smaller office in Baton Rouge. That's certainly going to change. The larger office is now going to be in Baton Rouge, and if they reestablish an office in New Orleans at all, it will be a smaller office.
In the Walmart Supercenter, there are lots of empty spaces on the shelves, places that used to hold blankets, pillows, phone chargers, pots and pans, towels, ice. In short, all the things evacuees might need. Nearly all of the commercial space in Baton Rouge has already been leased, and companies are scrambling to find increasingly scarce housing for their employees. Chase Manhattan, for instance, bought up an entire subdivision that's only partially completed to house their workers.
Good afternoon, Sir Roger. Tell me if I can call.
Needless to say, realty offices are just as busy as stores and gas stations in Baton Rouge. Hank Siraj runs Siraj Realtors.
It's just mind-boggling. We're not taking a holiday. We're working through the weekend. We're completely staffed up, and we're going to continue to work through this until all inventories are depleted.
And that could come soon. Siraj says 2 weeks ago there were nearly 3,700 homes available for sale in Baton Rouge. Today there are fewer than 500. He wonders what he and his agents will do when there are no more homes left to sell. Houses are selling so fast that the computerized multiple listing service is useless. It can't be updated fast enough to keep up with sales. Siraj says the competitive market is like nothing Baton Rouge has ever seen before.
We have buyers who are literally buying online, over the fax machine, sight unseen, full price, or more. We've seen 10% premiums being paid on housing. Multiple contracts, bidding wars, and unfortunately, we've seen a little price gouging too, and it's not phasing anybody.
It's a boom that also brings with it challenges. Baton Rouge schools don't yet know how many new students they will enroll. Catholic schools in the area say they've already received 1,400 applications for relocated students. The city suddenly needs new roads, new schools, new jails, and massive improvements to what was a sleepy regional airport. Airlines have already doubled their service in and out of the city, sharing gates and scrapping regional jets in favor of wide bodies. Last year, Baton Rouge Metropolitan Airport served some 700,000 passengers. With airports in New Orleans and Gulfport Biloxi out of the picture, officials expect that number to grow to 3 million a year. For years, Baton Rouge has enjoyed its college town atmosphere. It's the state capital, but across Louisiana, it's better known for LSU football. City Administrator Walter Monser says there's going to be some changes.
Baton Rouge is going to have to grow up very quickly to become a major metropolitan area, potentially.
Some in town say there may be a precedent. In 1900, when a hurricane wiped out Galveston, it was the largest city in Texas. It was eventually rebuilt, but never again rivaled what became the state's new leading city, Houston, just 50 miles away. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.
To the blood.